Well, the Sherrard Cross Country program has a new head coach, Joe Lopez. He's been around for a while, involved in track and cross country, stops at Bettendorf, Allaman, Rock Island. He was helping Ryan Buchanan out, I think, about the last 3 years with both the cross country and boys track program. So I guess, Joe Lopez, this is a pretty good transition for you. I know Ryan left to take a good job at Assumption with their cross-country program and track program. So what about this opportunity for you at Sherrard?
Well, I'm kind of looking for good things. You know, we've always tried to keep things on the light side and work hard at the same time. And the one thing that to me is more important than anything else is that the transition was smooth. You know, kids know what to expect. They know what to do on a daily basis. So when Mike called me and said, hey, we've got a couple applicants, what is your interest level? I said, well, first of all, who are the applicants? Where are they from? Because my thinking is, okay, well, I might be here for a year. I might be here for two, maybe three. But if it's somebody young that wants to come in and they have guys to take things over, I told them I would gladly show them the ropes and show them the things that Ryan and I have been doing the last couple of years and try to make sure that those things were stayed in the system, because it's evident if you look at the last couple of years, what we've been doing has been working. So, you know, that would be the one thing. And so I'll leave it up to Mike to make the decision on how far, how long he wants me to be around, that sort of thing. You know, being retired, you know, it doesn't mean I'm tired. It just means that I needed something different to do. But the track and cross country, you know, shoot, that's been a passion of mine ever since I was in high school. And shoot, that goes all the way back to 1976. So, yeah, you could say I've been around for a while.
Well, and it's nice that we can actually talk about a season within the IHSA. I know with the modified calendar, the IHSA allowing sports like cross country and golf here in the fall. And I know practice, we're talking to you on Wednesday, August 12th. Practice officially began Monday, August the 10th. So what are the numbers like this year for you cross country-wise on both the girls and boys side over at Sherrard?
Well, most of our kids are out. Most of the kids that have been out the last 2 years, and I'm missing a few pieces, and I'm hoping they have a change of heart and decide to come back out and realize, you know, we've gone two seasons now where we've had hardly anything, and kids need an outlet. So, grand scheme of things, my numbers right now, total guys and girls are 18. Our guys squad is relatively large. Our girls squad, you know, we're hanging on to five, but I've had some ninth graders that they will start when the school year starts. So I'm anticipating that we will probably be, you know, mid-20s. Hopefully, I mean, I don't know because the bad thing is when we left in March, you know, we always tried to keep our eyes on the feeder. So we tried to keep on the junior high kids, and we always had contacts. So we lost that ability to connect with the ninth, and everybody else did too, but we lost that ability to identify who the next level kids were. So I guess I'm going off a hope and a prayer that we'll be able to get at least three or four from that level, whether they're girls, guys, or whatever. But one of the things that I've always found to be a success, no matter what we did or where we went, was we always had a certain amount of numbers from each grade level, just to make sure that, you know, when we talk about retooling and reinventing the wheel or reloading our stock, you know, that we wouldn't have too much to do because we would have three or four from the previous group that would just ride up and take over. So that's my hope. I don't know. But our new assistant, Colton Hankey, who is a social studies teacher at the high school, will take over that part of connecting with the freshman class, the freshman sophomores, and look for those several kids that that have been missing that need to, you know, in my estimation, need to think about coming back out. And whatever history is, it's what it was, and we need to move forward, and we need to create a tradition and make sure that it keeps going.
Right, that's great to hear. And again, your track days dating all the way back, you mentioned, in 1976. Good to see a cross-country season off and running. 18 kids at Chouard, yeah, presently involved in cross-country. And nice to visit with Joe Lopez joining us on WRMJ.